This is 6 minute English extra from bbclearningenglish.com.
A beehive. It's probably something like a box where bees live. Is it right?
Yes, I think that's pretty much it. A beehive is a box-like container in which bees are kept so that their honey can be collected quite easily.
Thanks, Rebecca. I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. Until next week.
Goodbye.
Rebecca, do you actually like honey?
Yes, I love it.
Do you?
With fruit and yoghurt for breakfast in the morning.
Really?
Quite healthy.
Do you eat it regularly or just once in a blue moon?
Well, almost every day in summer. Yeah, I got in the habit when I went on holiday to Greece. Greek yoghurt and honey.
And honey go all together. Yeah. Well, that sounds like
fresh
a mouth-watering combination. Interesting.
And you?
I don't really, because it goes back to my childhood, because I was once quite sick for a long time. I think it was flu or something, but I had temperature and everything, and you know how people tend to think that honey is always good for you to get rid of any...
like honey and lemon.
Honey and lemon
water,
or whatever, yes. Yeah. And I remember my grandmother gave me honey at least 5 or 6 times a day, and I got absolutely sick one day because there was too much sweet taste
in
my mouth.
Oh, my God.
And I couldn't, and I still can't, eat honey in its pure form
because of that.
Because of that memory.
Oh, no.
And it's awful because I know it's good and I know it tastes good.
Yeah.
And if it's like, you know, honey within something, I don't know, a pie or with yoghurt or anything,
yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I can't.
Not just on its own.
No.
Well, no. I mean, only in moderation, I suppose, I can have a little bit. I can't have big. Sometimes I have it on toast as well. But I'll only have quite a small teaspoon.
Right.
And spread it on quite thinly. Because it can be so sweet,
yeah.
Depending on which type.
What type do you prefer, if any?
No specific brand. But the jar I've got at the moment actually was from... Greece. I bought it in the supermarket over there last summer. It's quite a big jar, so it's lasted me quite a long time.
Right.
It's quite nice on porridge as well in winter for breakfast.
That sounds good, actually.
Again, with fruits.
Haven't tried.
But like it's a winter variation.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Nice programme, though. It's a good one.
That was 6 minute English extra from bbclearningenglish.com.